Thanks to a strong grassroots effort, the momentum continues to build against the Waters of the U.S. rule. To date, more than 230 members of Congress have already signed a coalition letter urging that the proposed rule by the Environmental Protection Agency be withdrawn. EPA Director Gina McCarthy defends the rule and purpose for it.
We're not reinterpreting an original statute. The statute has stood as the statute stands. What happened was that over time, as EPA was making decisions, the Supreme Court spoke to this issue. This is complicated. You know, the Clean Water Act basically tells us that we need to protect water quality. We need to protect navigable streams. But how to do that isn't just about the navigable streams themselves. It's about what's coming into those streams from tributary streams and rivers that are feeding into them that can actually impact their chemical integrity, their biological integrity, and their physical integrity. And so it's hard to do that. But what happened was, as EPA was making decisions, the Supreme Court told us that we need to go back and take a look at the science. And that's exactly what we did. We didn't decide that we were on our own going to think again. We were told by the Supreme Court that there was too much uncertainty and we had to button it up by looking at the science. So we spent years developing a science document which told us what we should be regulating, what clearly were significantly impacting or had an ability to significantly impact the integrity of navigable waters, and those waters should be within the jurisdiction of the Clean Water Act. We also know that there's a number of waters where the science isn't that clear and where you have to look at it on a case-by-case basis.
The public comment period is currently set to close on Monday, July 21st. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.